place to be. Fun living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Sleep late. Hey, it's nearly 5:30. Aren't they cute? What's cute about two people sleeping? I mean the hen and the rooster. Ralph, let's get to work.
We'll wake them up.
We'll work quietly. Shh. 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 Saw this.
Snore.
Hmm?
Snoring.
Oh, sorry. Lisa, you're the one that's snoring.
Never snores.
You're doing it again. What are you doing?
Oh, good morning, Mr. Douglas.
Howdy doody.
Who are you talking to?
The Monroe brothers.
Oh, hello, Al.
Well, howdy, ma'am.
Good morning, Ralph, dear.
Howdy doody.
You gotta get up now?
Well, I guess we have to.
Okay, Ralph, let's get to work.
Hold it, hold it!
You hungover?
No, I'm not hungover. It's just that it's 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. We're a half hour late.
Well, could you just hold it till we get ourselves together here?
Oh, we could take a coffee break.
Yeah, we're not supposed to take it until 6.
Oh, that's right, we can't. If we take it now, we'll have to have our lunch a half hour earlier, and that'll throw our afternoon coffee break off, and we'll...
Take it now!
Okay. Come on, Ralph, let's eat. One half?
Please.
Salami's a little stale. Care to join us?
No.
Phew, what a grouch.
You'd be grouchy, too, if you were hungover.
I'm not hungover.
Where's the coffee?
I forgot it.
Ain't that just like a lady carpenter? Brings the geraniums, forgets the coffee.
Would you mind eating someplace else so we could get up and get dressed?
I make some coffee in a little while.
Oh, thanks. Come on, Ralph.
I'll make you some hotcakes, too.
Yeah, that'll serve you right.
I am not moving out of this bed. You inserted my hotcakes.
No, I didn't mean to.
You did.
No,
you don't like them.
Yes, I do.
How many do you want for breakfast?
One.
Three.
Why three?
To prove that you like them.
Couldn't I just eat one and applaud? Oh, look, I love your hotcakes, but couldn't you make something different for a change?
Like what?
Oh, like hot cereal, oatmeal.
I am game if you are.
Did you make the oatmeal?
Yes, darling.
Oh, that's wonderful. You see, all you have to do is try something new once in a while, and what's that?
Hot oatmeal. It's easier to make than hotcakes.
That's not the way you cook oatmeal.
Is that another way?
Yes, you get some boiling water, and you put the oatmeal in the boiling water.
It's quicker this way.
Yeah, but it's not oatmeal.
Well, that's what it said on the box.
Did you read the directions?
Yes, it said, open it here, and I opened it there.
No, I mean the directions about cooking the oatmeal.
You want some hotcakes?
No, just some coffee.
All right.
Where are the napkins?
Well, they must be on the table. I put them there first.
First? Oh, well, the napkins go on top of the tablecloth.
Now, you don't like my napkins. You don't like my hotcakes. I bet you don't like my mother.
What's that got to do with it?
Why, you grouchy.
That's hot water. Where's the coffee?
In the can. I couldn't open it.
Why not?
There were no directions.
Oh, for crying. Get the can, I'll open it.
All right.
Morning, Mr. Douglas. Ms. Douglas.
Good morning, Eb.
Fried oatmeal.
You've heard of it?
Sure. My mom used to make it all the time.
What?
She said it was easier than boiling hot water and all that stuff.
You see, Ab's mother made it that way, too.
Well, good for her.
No, you don't like Ab's mother either.
You hung over this morning?
No. Where's the can opener?
Which one is that?
Go over here, I'll show you. Just put this in here. Press down there. Dun, 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 dun. There you are.
Let me try.
Yeah. What did you do?
I did. I didn't open that, and you did.
Lisa!
We gonna pull the fence down this morning?
What fence?
The fence that separates the Watsons' place from ours. We own that property now. Yeah, we got a lot of work to do.
Well, aren't you going to eat your oatmeal?
No, not now.
You don't like it?
I'm not hungry.
You don't like my oatmeal, you don't like my napkin, you don't like my hotcakes, you don't like my mother, you don't like Eb's mother. What do you like?
I like you.
Just for that, I scrape you up some coffee.
Come on, Eb, we gotta get to work.
Thanks for the fried oatmeal, Miss Douglas. Howdy, Eb. Howdy, Miss Raff.
Oh, howdy doody.
What are you doing out here? I thought you were...
We're still on our coffee break. Pass me the chili, Ralph.
Care for half a dill pickle?
No, thanks.
How about some Finn and Hattie?
How about getting back to work?
Boy, you are hungover. Come on.
I'm never going to finish that bedroom. They've been working on it. What's that?
Newt Kiley's.
Newt Kiley's what? Hey, Eb, come back here.
What was all the noise?
A skyrocket.
Oh, what are they celebrating?
I don't know.
Oh! That's why you didn't eat my breakfast. You've been sneaking out here to have it.
Oh, that...
How long has this been going on?
That belongs to Alf and Ralph. They were having a...
Put the sign down.
Hey, what's going on?
Mr. Douglas, don't you know better than to interfere with the driver of an emergency vehicle?
An emergency vehicle?
Didn't you see the fire alarm rocket? There's a fire at Newt Kiley's.
So that's what it was?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Would you care to go along and see your Hooterville volunteer fire department at work?
Oh, that would be very exciting.
Yes, I belong to and help.
You belong to the volunteers?
No.
No amateurs allowed to ride on the fire truck. Step in, Ms. Douglas.
Wait a minute. How come she can ride on your truck and I can't?
You'll have to take that up with the chief.
But I said...
Stand clear!
See you later, Mr. Douglas. Are you coming, Miss Douglas?
I'd love to.
No, no, you can't go if I can't go.
Oh!
Oh, would you water... I'll take you... would you hold those, please?
Will you keep the chili and Finn and Hattie warm till we get back?
Start your bell! Start your siren! All civilians, stand clear!
Isn't that ridiculous? Wouldn't let me ride to the fire with
them. You don't belong to the fire department.
They would have let you ride with them.
Well, I'm sexier than you are.
That's not the point.
Well, if you want to ride with them, all you have to do is join them.
I'd like to. They never asked me.
Well, why don't you ask them?
I am not asking them. If they want me to join, let them ask me.
Why are you hungover? Are you going to ask Mr. Draco whether you can join the fire department?
No, please don't mention it. Just do your shopping. Have you got your list?
Yes, right here. One can of coffee.
What else?
That's all.
What did you have to write it down for?
Well, all the other women always have a shopping list. So I want to be like they are. So I've got a one can of coffee list.
Big Hooterville Fire by Joe Carson, foreign correspondent for the Hooterville World Guardian. Foreign correspondent?
Well, don't I do stories about Crabwell Corners and Pixley?
The Hooterville Volunteer Fire Department responded to a fire alarm rocket call from Newt Kiley's farm at 7:15 this morning. They arrived at the scene promptly at 11:15 and by 12 o'clock had succeeded in putting out a false alarm. How do you put out a false alarm?
I don't explain technical details. I just report the facts.
Well, report them to some other paper. I ain't interested in buying this.
Mr. Drucker?
Oh, I'll be right with you, Mr. Douglas.
Darling, are you sure you don't want me to ask Mr. Drucker whether you can join the fire department?
Don't mention it.
How are you, Mrs. Douglas? Mr. Douglas?
Hello.
Mr. Douglas, you got any pull of them city newspapers?
Well, I...
Joe, will you forget about that stupid story?
What stupid story is that?
The one you ain't gonna read in the World Guardian because Sam's too cheap to buy it.
Joe! What can I do for you folks?
I have a shopping list. One can of coffee.
Yes, ma'am. What else?
Guess who wants to join the volunteer fire department.
No, I asked you not to mention that.
I didn't mention any names. All I said was, guess who? And if Mr. Drucker can guess who is, then you're in.
But I asked you not to mention it.
Mr. Douglas, you interested in joining the volunteers?
Oh, he guessed you're who.
We'd be glad to have you.
Well, I'd like to. Now, how do I go about joining?
You gotta talk to the fire chief.
Well, all right. Now, who's the... Are you the chief?
I ain't wearing this white helmet to match my shoes.
Do you think he can join?
He can if he can pass our high standard of firefighting qualifications.
What are they?
What instrument do you play?
Instrument?
Can you play the sousaphone?
No, I can play a piano.
That ain't no instrument for a marching band. Application denied.
What?
Joe, you can't turn Mr. Douglas down just because he can't play it.
Look, Sam, I got the white helmet, ain't I? That makes me the chief. I say a man can't fight fire unless he can play a marching instrument.
That doesn't make sense.
But it does around here. We have more parades than fire.
Mr. Carson, I think you've missed the whole point of the volunteer fire department. They were not formed as musical organizations. They were formed to protect the smaller communities, the farmer, his home, his barn, from the ravages of flame and Holocaust. They were formed by men who were ready to drop their hoes and their rakes at the first flare of flame and rush to the aid of their neighbors with hose, with water, with their bare hands if necessary. That's what a volunteer fire department is.
Piano's the only instrument you play, huh?
No, I play a little guitar.
Be at band practice tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. We'll see if we can make a firefighter out of you.
Thank you.
Would you mind moving back?
No talking in the ranks.
I can't hear. Ralph is playing a cymbal right in my ear.
A little more arpeggio, Ralph. Candidate Douglas, what were you playing?
When?
When the rest of them were going da 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 da.
Could I move somewhere else?
No, we got you placed acoustically. Now let's practice the marching formation. Now, in this formation, the band will form a fire helmet. On hearing my whistle, start marching. Hold it, hold it! Now, the top part of the helmet's okay, but the brim needs a little work. Now, let's line up and try it again.
Mrs. Bradley, it's very kind of you to give me cooking lessons while the band is rehearsing.
Oh, that's all right. Keeps my mind off the music.
Oliver doesn't like my hotcakes.
He doesn't? Mm.
Or my mother either.
Well,
Or Ab's mother, too. Or my oatmeals.
Oh, you cooked oatmeal?
Fried.
Well, that's...
Fried? Without water.
I never fixed it that way.
I'll give you the recipe. It's very simple. You open the box where it says open here, you dump it in a frying pan, and that's all. It's simple.
It sounds easy. Mm. Have you ever thought of eggs?
No, but Alice has. She makes them all the time. Some of them is little chickens in them.
Isn't she clever? Mm. Well, would you like me to show you how to soft boil an egg?
If it's not too difficult.
Oh, no, no. Now, this is an egg.
That part I know.
Of course you do. And this is boiling water.
Looks hot.
Yeah. Now, to make a soft-boiled egg, you drop it in the water.
Let me try.
All right. Like this?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's very good. You just learned how to make a fried egg.
I did?
Lisa?
Oh.
They made me a member of the fire department.
You've arrived. Helmet, rocket, marching guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, darling, I made a fried egg.
Well, looks like a big night for the Douglas family.
Out here.
What are you doing there?
Sky watching.
What is that?
Every new recruit for the fire department has to do sky watch duty. Oh. If I see a rocket, why, then I call Mr. Haney and he picks us up in the truck.
Can I watch?
Oh, yeah, sure. Come, honey.
Oh, I saw one.
Where?
Oh, no, that was a shoestring star.
A shoestring star?
I make a wish for a fire so you can go in your new helmet.
No, Lisa, fires are nothing to wish for. This is very serious business.
Isn't the sky beautiful?
Mm. Lisa, I'm on sky watch duty.
Oh, I won't interfere.
Mm. Lisa, they'll make me turn in my helmet.
All right, I won't disturb you. I go to bed. Good night.
Good morning, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Kimball.
Yeah, looking for anything special?
No, I got a stiff neck. I had skywatch last night.
Oh. Well, maybe I can ease it for you. We county agents are required to take a first aid course.
Oh?
Now, let's see. Oh, yeah. Take a deep breath and count to 10.
What good will that do?
Well, I'd get rid of your hiccups just like that.
No. I haven't got hiccups. I got a stiff neck.
And hiccups?
No hiccups. A stiff neck.
Oh. Well, then count to 10 really wouldn't work too well. Or was it 15? No, paper bag over your head works even better. Or is it 10? No, I guess it's 15.
Mr. Kim, ow!
Hey, it's all better.
Well, I guess it is 15. Hey, your corn's looking pretty good.
Yes. Did you see something?
No.
You sure?
No. Oh, you've got those sky-watching jitters. Oh, well, that's okay, though. All new members get them. Yeah, I remember my first week on watch. Yeah, made a fool of myself about 3 times. Or was it 4 times? No, it was 3 times. I remember the first night. I got the whole company out. I saw this shoosting star.
Shoosting star?
Yes. That's a star that shoosts across the sky. And then the second time. Or was it the third time? The third time, it was a firefly on my nose, and I woke up the whole company.
Well, that's too bad. Did you see something that time?
Oh. Well, you better take it easy, Mr. Douglas. You're just, what was that? Oh, just a Myrtius cholestra. That's a silver wing cholestra. It's a little bird, but it looks a lot like a rocket. It causes a lot of false alarms. I'd watch out for those.
Yes, I will.
But you shouldn't have any trouble seeing a rocket today. It's so nice and clear, and Mr. Douglas?
What?
I'm there.
Hold still.
Oh, gee, thank you very much. You forgot to say 15. I guess it works anyway, though, huh? Well, I better be running along. Well, not running, but happy sky watching.
Oliver?
Yeah.
You're still on duty?
Yeah.
And I can't nuzzle you here?
No.
When can I nuzzle you here?
Tomorrow night.
All right, I can wait. What you playing?
Hot Time in the Old Town Tonight. It's the only piece the band knows.
It's very nice. Do you like being a fireman?
Oh, it's all right.
What do you do when you see a rocket?
I call Mr. Haney and he picks us up in the truck.
You better call him. There is one up there now.
A sky rocket! Wake up! Hello, Sarah! Sarah?
This is a recording. Your Hooterville's telephone company closes at 9:30. Good night.
Oh, for crying out loud, this is an emergency.
This is a recording. Your Hooterville telephone company closes at...
Darling, did you get Mr. Haney?
No, the telephone company's closed. We'll take my car.
Oh, here is your helmet.
Oh, thank you. Ain't you going to take your guitar? Come on!
There you are. Goodbye, take care of yourselves!
Mr. Douglas, maybe if you talk...
Forget it. Go change your clothes. We got a lot of work to do today.
Yes, sir.
Darling, you back?
Yes.
Well, where was the fire?
There wasn't any.
Well, who sent up the rocket?
Chief Carson.
Why did you do that?
He called an emergency band practice.
Well, where is your helmet?
Oh, they took it away from me because I didn't bring my guitar.
If a man ever needed nuzzling, he needs it now.
Thank you.
Hemingway's presentation, darling.
Thank you.